Okay, well, we are into module two, and it is time to begin our introduction to WordPress. Let's go ahead and log in to the website that we have created. The way you log in to a WordPress website is you type the web address, the URL of the site, and then after the .com or .org, after the ending, you add a slash wp-admin. So wp-admin, all lowercase, all one word, and hit enter, or hit return, or hit go. That should take you to the back end or the dashboard for WordPress. Couple things about terms and references here. When I say back end, I'm talking about the WordPress dashboard. I'm talking about the area of WordPress where we control what is visible and what is seen on the website. When I say front end, what I'm describing or what I'm referencing is what a general visitor sees when they go to our website. In other words, the front of the website. So if you were to make a comparison frame of reference here, if you go to a store, let's say a grocery store, and you enter in through generally those swinging double doors, and you go into the back area where they keep all the groceries and all the trucks make their deliveries and all of that, that's the administrative area. That's the back end of the website. The general visitor to the grocery store, they don't go back there, but the workers do. Same type thing on your website. WordPress and its dashboard is not an area that the visitors of your website will go to. They will go to the front end of your website. So that's just a way to think about it. When you're going to make changes to your website, you're going to go to the dashboard, which is the back end of the website. So once we've come to the login page, we're going to go ahead and put in our information to sign in. Copy my login information over here. We're going to log in. That brings us to the dashboard of WordPress. In WordPress, your initial landing page, your home inside your dashboard, will have a number of things that you can customize about the look of it. It can give you information about things WordPress is doing, sometimes different themes, if you've got a theme installed that does this, will put some information up here, or plugins will put information up here. But in general, this is just an information dashboard when you initially log in. Some people don't like having much of anything visible here, so they maybe might turn all of this stuff off so they get kind of just a blank page. You can customize it however you would like. And WordPress, when your user logs out, will remember how you had it set up last and will attempt to have it exactly that way the next time you log in. So you can customize the look of your dashboard. Beyond just this initial dashboard area, there's a page under Home that is called Updates. I'll make mention right now that this left-hand pane right here is the navigation for your dashboard. There are some additional navigation items up here at the top, but as you are looking for different aspects of your website and controlling them inside WordPress, this left-hand panel is where you'll navigate to different parts of your website dashboard to maintain them. WordPress receives frequent updates. There are thousands of people all over the world continuing to build and maintain WordPress, and you want to make sure your website stays generally up to date and current with those changes, primarily because many of those changes are security updates. And you will want to make sure that your website is updated so that it is secure. Those updates will show up right here on the updates part of the dashboard. The next area that I'm going to focus on and tell you about is actually down at the bottom of the left-hand navigation, and that is our settings. We're going to go through and customize our settings with some recommendations that I will give to you as we go to each page. So you'll notice there are a number of sub-pages underneath settings. We're going to begin in the general area, and we're going to step through each one of these. I'll describe a little bit about it and tell you how to use it. First thing is the general area, and we're going to change this tagline. We're going to customize this, and we're going to put that this is the body of Christ in hometown USA. You can put the name of your city, the name of your state. You can even put your zip code there. Some search engines will see this information, so identifying your local area can often be a good thing. The next thing you have is your WordPress URL or WordPress address and your site address. You won't need to customize these yet, but just know that if you ever need to make a change to the address of your website, this is one of the places where you will do that. We'll cover that in another time. Right here in this line, we have the email address for the website administrator, the primary administrator of the website, which is you. This is the email address you supplied in ServerPilot when you created your site. This email address is the one that gets used for most notifications from WordPress. This address can be changed, but you'll notice it says that if you change this address, you'll receive an email at the new address to confirm that change. And that change will not take place until you have confirmed that address by clicking the link in that email. So if you ever need to change your email address, go in and make the change, then go to the email and confirm it. If you know your time zone by UTC, you can set it here. But if you prefer, you can go through a list of continents and cities in those continents, and you can match up to a city that shares your time zone. Here's one that I know matches mine, Chicago. Everything's identical between Chicago and the city I'm in, so we're gonna set ours to Chicago. You can change the way dates appear on your website. You can either change it here by choosing one of the preset selections, or you can create a custom one using their method that they have here. You can create your time format if you prefer 24-hour or 12-hour time. One other change I make, because this is a church website, is I will change the week starts on Sunday, just so that everything matches up in calendars and such like that, and Sunday is the very first day of the week. So we're going to hit save before we move to the next. Now we're going to go through writing. There are some settings that will change here later on. In general, this is a way on this page. There's a method for being able to send emails to update your site. It goes deeper than we're going to go in this course. The next page is the reading page. There are some specific things that will change on this page after we've created our WordPress pages for our site. Just know that there's some basic settings here that we do want to set until our site is finished and ready for the public. And that is this setting right here. We want to select to discourage search engines from indexing this site until the site is finished being built. Then we'll come into this page and disable this so that the search engines can come through and know that they're supposed to now index our site. So we're going to leave this checked until we get to that point when our site is complete, and then we'll have a video to come back here and make these additional last minute changes before we launch our site. So we're going to hit save changes here. Another page that deals with settings is discussion. This is for whether or not you will allow comments and discussion on content that's on your site. Here's the rule of thumb you need to know. If you don't intend to moderate those comments, then don't allow them. Because what you might find is that people being what are described as trolls on the internet might come to your website and that might start leaving comments, or even spammers might start putting spam comments on your website. And if you don't intend to manage those comments, just simply don't allow them. The easiest way to do that is to select comment must be manually approved. In other words, they may still be able to add that comment, but until you as the administrator or someone else who is an administrator comes in and approves that comment, it will never show up to other visitors on your website. There are also plugins that can be installed. We haven't talked about plugins yet, but there are add-ons to WordPress called plugins can be installed to simply turn comments off completely. The other thing that we want to disable for now on our WordPress site is avatars. Avatars are pictures of individuals or users that show up on the website in certain areas. And this is not going to be a primary function of our church website, so we're just going to turn it off for now. Then we're going to hit Save Changes. The next page is the media page. This allows you to customize default thumbnail sizes in WordPress. As you upload pictures of any sort, WordPress will create thumbnails. They'll create medium size images and large size images. And if you need them to be a certain pixel ratio, you can customize that. Our theme will add some custom areas and some custom dimensions to this as well. We're going to leave the defaults here for now. Also, when you're uploading files, you can choose to organize your files into month and year based folders. In other words, every month that goes by, as you add new media, it will go into a folder for that year in that month, and it keeps a pretty clean structure for your website, folder structure in your server. We'll leave that checked for now and just hit Save Changes and move on. The next area that we want to look at is the permalinks. Permalinks are a way to customize the URL structure of your website. So for instance, here's an example. If we look at the domain name, the domain URL, we've got hometownchurchofchrist.com, then we have another area, another section called WP-admin, and then we have the actual page that we're on, which is the options-permalink page. If you create a post, that post may belong to a category. If you create a page, that page may belong to a category. And so this allows you to customize how that URL at the address in the address bar shows up. We're going to put our structure for now as this post name structure. And we're going to leave that as our primary structure at this point. Then we're going to hit Save Changes. Finally, our privacy settings. As a website owner, you may need to follow national or international privacy laws. For instance, there is a set of laws on the books in the European Union called GDPR. As a result of the laws in the EU, they essentially created a law that said if your website is visited by someone who lives in the EU, then you are accountable to follow this law. And you can be fined for not following the law. Some of those laws and rules have to do with the ability for people to remove their personal information from your website, also to be able to know what your website's privacy policies are. As a result of that, we have WordPress creates for us a privacy policy page by default, and we're going to use that page once it's published to hold our privacy policy as well. So those are our WordPress settings. This has been your introduction to the dashboard and the settings for WordPress. In our next video, we are going to examine the pages that we will use on our WordPress website.